Hey friends, welcome to Naked in Truth, the podcast that's designed to open up your mind, to help you break down walls and barriers in your life that you might not even know exist yet. But don't worry, every wall that we break down together on this podcast allows you the opportunity to level up and create your impact. With that being said, I think it's time for us to get honest, vulnerable, and naked in truth. Well, hello, 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 and welcome back to the Naked in Truth podcast. It is your host and your coach, Sari D. I am excited to talk to you guys about friendships today. In particular, the term best friends. I think that we put so much pressure on the feeling that we need to have a best friend or multiple best friends that it gets to a point where we feel like we have no friends at all, which is so stupid. And I think that a lot of these modern day terms end up making us feel inferior instead of allowing for us to grow and become more confident people in society, in our relationships, how we treat other people, and most importantly, how we treat ourselves. So I saw this really great post the other day on Instagram, and that's what I'm actually basing this podcast off of. So this guy's name is Adam Grant. You can go and look him up, A-D-A-M-G-R-A-N-T, exactly like it sounds. And so he had kind of a carousel of different posts that all were very, very good, but this one stood out in particular. So it goes like this. Best friends are a modern invention. The average person has at least three close friends. We don't have to rank them or rely on one for everything. Friendship is about mutuality, not exclusivity. Different people offer different kinds of joy and support. Now, myself included, okay, I have been there where I have felt like, oh man, as I get older, it's really more challenging to understand who your best friend is, right? Life gets so sucking busy. You're lucky if you have, you know, more than a couple nights a month to be able to go and hang out with friends sometimes. Especially once you start adding kids in there, you know, I see how busy you mamas and dads are, and it takes up time. It's totally understandable. But what ends up happening to those friendships that now you maybe don't see as often? You know, we think of ourselves back in high school, and all we really had was free time to hang out with our friends. We had more time to hang out with our friends than we did anything else. Then we grow into these adulthood years. And it's funny because, you know, after high school, people start splitting up a little bit, whether it's that jobs take people in different directions, maybe it's schooling. A big trend right now is getting traveling done right out of high school. It's a time in our life where things shift. And as I've mentioned in this podcast prior, you know, school doesn't do a great job of teaching us actual life skills. It doesn't allow for us to develop our mindset or really an understanding about who we are and the challenges that life are going to face us with, how to properly deal with them. You know, like you look at things as simple as taxes and running a business to things as challenging as losing loved ones and being in complicated relationships. The amount of shit that we have to deal with all the time, it really wasn't a lot of skill sets that were taught in our school years. So then all of a sudden we're thrown out into this world and we need to figure out who we are. And a lot of the reason as to why we were friends with people that we were in high school was because of a commonality, right? Like, whether you were in a certain club, you know, whether you like to party, you know, there's all different walks of life that brought people together from sports to academics to extracurriculars. Okay. Now, some people simply stay friends because they've always been friends. They've always lived in the same place. And even though there's not necessarily a commonality there anymore, the only thing that's really keeping them together is the fact that they've always been friends. And I find that these people don't actually do well with change. There is a common factor in that, but that's not what we're here to talk about. So we have these people who are in our life for a certain reason, but then we get thrown into the world and we're trying to figure out who we are. We're trying to start building these lives of, you know, trying to get the career, trying to go to school, trying to get that travel in. And it starts to split us up sometimes. And if you feel like you and your friends walk a different life now, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with it. But I think that we can all agree that sometimes it starts to get a little bit lonely in your adult years, right? Sometimes it starts to feel complicated as to like, how would you possibly make new friends? Especially with everything that we've done with social media nowadays. I know that a lot of people are meeting each other online, which is great. But I also know that it's taking away from so many conversations. Like, I was just hearing a podcast, and I'm sorry, I can't even reference which one it was, but they were talking about the number of men that do not go up to speak with women and or haven't spoke to a woman before in their 20s, okay, up into their 20s. It is like over 50-some percent of guys out there right now, which is so flipping mind-blowing. But at the same point, too, it makes sense because social media took away social skills. It took away that scary factor of having to go and introduce yourself to somebody and to really just have to be a human being. Like, we have been designed to talk to each other face-to-face our whole entire life. It is just within the last 20 years that we started getting these screen things that was supposed to quote unquote bring us closer together, but it has in turn taken us further apart. And, you know, even myself included, if any of my friends are listening to this, I have to give you a sincere apology. A lot of the time I'm not reaching out, and there's two reasons for that. Number one, it was a taught behavior. I came from a really quiet family. They didn't do a lot of reaching out to other people, and that was taught. So I need to break that chain and make sure that I reach out in my relationships. But the other part is too, is that with working online with social media, sometimes by the time it's the end of the day or the weekend, the last thing that I want to do is be on my phone. Okay. Like, I have my work open 7 days a week currently, which means that I'm responding to clients and working 7 days a week. Okay. Not always the smartest game plan, but at the same point too, I love what I do. Thank goodness. I do try to take breaks when I can, but I know I need to shift that schedule a little bit. But all I'm saying in regards to that is that I am fucking tired to be on my phone sometimes. Like, I just don't want to respond to another message. I don't feel like picking up the phone and calling, you know? It can just be because I'm using social media so much for work. Sometimes I just want to tap out and just scroll for a little bit because I don't ever get that opportunity to, right? Sometimes it's like messaging people, even people that I love, starts to become a chore because of how much messaging I'm doing all the time. And so that's where I'm saying that this social media thing hasn't necessarily allowed us to become more social in the same way that it's allowed for us to become more distant. And so I think that, you know, being best friends is a modern day term 100% because you think back to way in the beginning of time and, you know, people were off doing their own thing. Yes, they stuck together in groups a lot of the time so that they could help look after each other. But, you know, I can guarantee you that people weren't stuck on their quote unquote best friend, not being there for every single instant and knowing them in and out. And you know what I mean? Like, the pressures that we put on somebody being our best friend is completely unreasonable a lot of the time too. First of all, I think that a lot of the problems that we get into are because we don't actually define things that we have expectations out of. Okay. So, you know, people, like, let's just say you're feeling like you're doing a bad job with your health and fitness journey. And it's like, well, I just want to feel like I'm doing good enough. Okay. But what's the definition of good enough? It's like, I just feel like nobody's being a good friend to me right now. Okay. But what's your definition of being a good friend? Like, what would bring you to 100%? And when I hear people having challenges in their life, I quiz them on that. And hopefully some of you listening have had a conversation with me like that, where you've been telling me something that's been going on in your life. And I'm like, okay, so what do you think that you need from that person in order for you to feel 100 in whatever it is that you feel like is going sideways? And it really comes down to us understanding that because of the insane amount of unrealistic expectations that we put on ourselves, we put on people in our lives, that we take away so much happiness, add so much extra stress than what we would ever possibly need if we understood that each person brings their own value. Just like what they said in this post, friendship is about mutuality, not exclusivity, okay? It's about finding common grounds, which means that you can have multiple friends because there's multiple facets about you, about your personality, the things that you bring into this world, things that you're passionate about, things that you do for fun. There's so many different attributes about you that can connect you with different people. There's so many different opportunities that we have in life to meet different people that can bring us into friendship and understanding with other people. This doesn't mean that we need to exclusively have three people who know us inside and out all the time, that always know what's going on in our life. Like, if I can be honest with you, aside from my mom and my husband, I don't think that anybody knows what's going on in my life all the time. And even my mom and my husband don't always know what's going on in my life all the time. But that doesn't take away from them being amazing people, my favorite people, who I do call my best friends. But do I just call them my best friends because it's a term that we feel like we need to use? Like, you know, my husband doesn't always say everything the way that I want him to say it, right? Like, my mom too, sometimes she doesn't say things the way that I want her to say it, but that doesn't take away from her being an amazing person in my life or him being an amazing person in my life. I need to be realistic with these expectations that I have of the people in my life. You know, so many people are like, it takes 2 seconds to pick up the phone and call somebody. Yeah, but at the same point too, so many of us are going through so many different things because we push ourselves so hard. We run our schedules dry. We have, because of the internet, the world moves 10 times faster that we can hardly keep up with it, which makes it harder to in turn always reach out. So like, for example, sometimes the only time that I get a chance to think about people that I care about is when I'm driving. And I can't just pick up the phone and text while I'm driving. And I'll be like, okay, I'm going to text that person later. Do you think I remember when I get home? No, because I get distracted with something else. But that doesn't mean that I don't care about these people. But we need to understand that we can't put all of our pressure onto 1 to 3 people in our life to know us inside and out, to be there for us in every single instant, to say things right to us all the time. Like, people can't read your fucking mind. And there's a reason as to why we are who we are. And if we can work together in accordance with each other, we can actually bring a lot of value into each other's lives without having to be the exact same person. I'm gonna have to cut a little bit of that out there. Ended up getting a delivery and Buddy decides to ring the doorbell, right? So dogs just go bonkers because this is real life. But the truth is, guys, is that I don't remember where I left off. That's okay. I know that I was in the middle of explaining that we can't have these expectations on the people around us, okay? We need to have some responsibility for our own lives. We need to understand that people will never always say things the way that they need to, or the way that we expect for them to say things to us. And we need to understand, too, that people not saying what we expect for them to say brings a lot of value to our life. Could you imagine how boring life would be and the lack of growth that you would have in your life if somebody just constantly told you what you wanted to hear all the fucking time? Like, boring, no thank you. So, you know, I know that especially in my early 20s, I put so much pressure on my friends. And the reason why I put a lot of pressure on my friends was actually because I wasn't doing the personal development work that I needed to do for myself. a lot of the time when we're projecting on other people and we're mad at other people, those are typically the times that we need to be doing work for ourselves more than anything else. So if you feel like your friends are being shit, I want you to, first of all, figure out what your definition of friendship is. What does that definition need to look like to be 100? Keep in mind that in any relationship, it's never going to be 50-50. You know, I just posted not too long ago about the expectations in marriage and that it'll never be 50-50. But that's not just in marriage. That's in friendships too. There's going to be times where somebody needs you more than you need them and vice versa. And it's not, when you love somebody, it's not up to us to keep score of that either. Okay. It's important to understand that these things are going to fluctuate. And sometimes people go through more shit than others. Sometimes it's a shitstorm season and you just need more support. Sometimes you just need to be quiet AF and have some time to yourself. All of it, which is completely understandable and respectful. Now, I'm not saying that if you get treated like shit or if you have outgrown your circle of friends, if you feel like people don't respect you, if you feel like they're never uplifting and excited for you, fucking build those boundaries, okay? Don't be afraid to put those walls up. Don't be afraid to go out there and find some new friends, friends who have the same maybe outlook as you in certain areas, interests in certain areas. Just don't be afraid to get a new circle, because one of the biggest lessons that I've learned in friendship is that you should never feel like you're bragging when you are celebrating your success. If you feel like you're bragging and your friends make you feel like you're bragging when you're trying to celebrate your hard work and success, you ain't in the right circle. You need to level that shit up, okay? It's only because the people around you aren't putting into themselves that they're going to try and tear you down and or they're just shitty people that aren't meant to be in your life. So the next time that you feel sad that you don't have a best friend, if you have a couple of solid people in your life that you know that you can lean on if things get hard, you don't need more. You really don't. Nobody should have to know you inside and out. Fuck, you don't even know yourself inside and out. You know what I mean? You're constantly growing. You're constantly evolving. Life gets confusing sometimes. Sometimes we don't know who we are in that instance, and that's okay. But we can't expect somebody else to know that about us either. People are not going to tell us what we want to hear all the time, nor should they. We need to be able to grow. We need to respect different opinions, and we need to understand that we're not always right. That's a tough one. But it's true. Okay, so the next time that you go to put pressure on yourself that you don't have the best friends that you want to, figure out the definition of what you're looking for in your friendships. Make sure that the people in your circle are people who align with your values, with your integrity. Make sure that they're people who want to celebrate with you and people who you want to celebrate, okay? And never stop reflecting on who you are and how you can keep growing in a relationship, okay? Because whenever there is strife in a relationship, the first place that you should always look is yourself. I'm not saying that we're always the problem, but we need to be in a position where we're humble enough to check ourselves and respectful enough to pull ourselves out of that situation if it's not where we're supposed to be, okay? Friends are supposed to uplift you. They're supposed to make you feel good. But they're not there to humble every need or to answer every beck and call. So make sure that you're showing up as a good friend and make sure that you got good people surrounding you. Make sure to share this episode with your friends because I know that they're going to find value in it too. Tag me when you post it to your story because I would love to reshare it on my page. Tag me at Naked in Truth Podcast. Tag me at authentically.fit and we're going to get this reposted. I'm just so grateful that you guys joined me for this episode because this is a truly defining episode that allows for you to recognize your power in your friendships, in your relationships, and just allowing for life to get that much happier along the way. So thank you guys so much for tuning in, and you know that I will catch you next fucking week.
And that's another honest episode dropped. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to Naked in Truth, where we come together every Monday morning to set the week off with intention. Don't forget to head over to our Instagram page at Naked in Truth Podcast to stay up to date on future episodes, guest speakers, and other kick-ass info that can help you continue to create your impact. And you know that reviews are so valuable when it comes to building a community of like-minded people. So if you enjoyed this podcast, please, please, please drop some love on Apple Podcast reviews and share this episode with someone who you think needs it. Thank you guys so much again for tuning into today's episode. I'll catch you next Monday. And don't forget, love always wins.